And welcome back to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perreault, and I'm very pleased to be joined in the studio today by two people from PEP Therapeutic Center here in Perth and in Smiths Falls. Pauline Fichette, who was in not too long ago, a program coordinator.
Thank How you are for you? Having me back. Great, thanks.
It is great to have you back. And Maureen Crook, you've been in before as well.
Yep. This is my second time here, Bob.
Well, you can do my job.
I
can
just I don't know about that.
I'll go have my lunch. You can take over. No, we really appreciate you coming in. We love talking about the good things that are going on at PEP Therapeutic Center. We were in recently with you, Pauline, talking about a new program that was over the phone that would be the Community Center Without Walls.
That's right.
And how's that one going?
It's going great. Yeah, we've been starting to get a few more numbers of people joining, and they're having a blast. Yeah.
Good. This is fantastic.
Well, I'm having a blast.
Well, I bet. Yeah, I bet. And that's the thing, too, right? Like, you're sort of like me. You love your job.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and when you're... What is it they say? When you like your job, you never work a day in your life?
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's quite true, but nonetheless. So we're here to talk about another new program. This would be the You Have a Friend program. And Maureen, we'll start with you. Why don't you tell us what the overall purpose of this program is and who it's aimed at?
Okay, so this program is rolling out on September 5th, so it's in the works. I've been developing this for a little while now, and it's to basically help our older adults increase their social connections, social network, engage them in the community, foster new friendships and relationships, but also to combat any challenges that they are facing that that doesn't allow them to connect with others, that is going to help them meet new friends, but it also is to decrease that social isolation that they're feeling and the loneliness. Since COVID, a lot of our older adults are having a hard time getting back out and doing some of those things that they used to do and meeting new connections. And let's face it, when you are older, your social circle does tend to get a little smaller. So this is to help widen that net and give them some tools to help them find purpose and engage them in activities and hobbies that they could do.
Okay, well, let's go into it just a bit deeper then, and maybe tell us some of the like weekly topics and some of the different parts, some of the different aspects of it.
Yeah, so it's a 6-week series. We're meeting once a week for a couple hours, and so each week is a different topic. So there's an educational component at the beginning of the session. And first of all, we're going to start off with a fun activity, an icebreaker of some sort, whatever I've chosen for that week, just to get everybody connected, laughing, and then we'll move into that educational portion that I will do with them. And there'll be hands-on activities. They will have tools to take away that they can put into practice during the week. There will be maybe some takeaway activities that they need to do to return with, and there will be a follow-up at the end of the 6 weeks as well, just to make sure that they are still connecting and making that effort that they've learned during the 6 weeks to obviously widen that social network that they need. So I'm happy that we have a guest speaker coming in for one of the sessions to talk about volunteering and the importance of volunteering with older adults, and how that really impacts their health in a positive way and also gets them out, engaged, meeting new people, connecting with the community, all those good things that help boost their spirits and just brings them joy and purpose and connection.
All right. Well, Pauline, we've talked a lot in the past about loneliness and social isolation. And I imagine one of the goals of this program, well, we know it is to prevent social isolation. What are some of the other ways?
Well, basically, socialization is when you don't get to have that connection with others on a regular basis, right? And that could be for different reasons. It could be that you live alone. It could be that your family is not nearby. It could be you've lost your spouse in the last little while, or maybe your best friend that you used to talk to every couple of days, right? So there's different reasons why you may feel isolated. And so it's really important to try to prevent that isolation. And these type of programs, like Maureen is designing, is very important for that. And I think, you know, at PEP, that's one of our goals, is to help people stay in their home as long as possible and to not feel so isolated. So you need to get out. You need to push yourself a little bit. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to get out and try something new. But if you ask any of our clients that come to PEP, they'll say, you know, it was at first they weren't so sure, but they come and they love it, and they book everything around their appointments all around when they come to PEP because they can't miss it. So I think people need to actually get out there and just try something new, and they'll be so excited to have met new people and feel really good about making new friendships.
Maureen, can you give us an idea of what some of the goals are for this program? I mean, you talked about a little bit. Maybe go into a bit more detail.
Yeah, so obviously we want to increase their knowledge of the importance of social interaction. So by participating in this program, they will then be able to put, like I was saying, into practice some of the tools that they will learn during the series, and be able to use that to help foster those new relationships and that social connection with others. Obviously, increasing their awareness of the impact on their health, the importance of getting out and socializing versus being at home and you're in isolation. You're not connecting enough. I can think of recently talking to someone on the phone that was calling PEP to get some information, and I asked her how her daily routine was, and she doesn't have much of a routine. She's at home by herself. She might see the odd person here and there where she makes some errands, but there's no real actual connection with someone, which is really sad. So I'm hoping that this helps to give them the confidence to re-engage with maybe someone from the past or make new friendships.
And it's really interesting, sorry to interrupt there, but many times it's a slow process to mm-hmm. falling into this isolation. They don't realize that they're there. And we've also, you know, we've seen reports of people who are working from home and who have been working from home over the course of the pandemic, mm-hmm. feeling that same thing without even realizing it, mm-hmm. you know, and that can be the case with many of these people. They don't realize just how bad it's gotten.
Yes.
I don't know if bad is the right word, but how serious it's gotten.
Yes. Yeah. So bringing that awareness to them, I think is, and teaching them how to use that in a positive way, how to just go about their day a bit differently, that will have them connected to their community, which is important. And then having them connected to someone else, which is very important for their health and mental well-being as well. Mm-hmm. It all blends together, that physical and mental health. So my hope is that everyone is able to walk away from this program, meeting a new circle of people, maybe fostering some new friendships and connecting with one or two, maybe the whole group, and they continue on. I think it's just so important for that group.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Pauline, this sounds like a really good fit for what PEP is doing. Is that why you've brought this program into the fold?
Well, actually, I have to give a lot of credit, or we have to give a lot of credit to Maureen, because it's her passion and it's her background and expertise in therapeutic recreation that has come up with this wonderful program. And of course, it does fit completely under our umbrella of programs that we already have in existence. So it just seems like another extension of something else we can do to support seniors and older people of all ages, actually.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So let's get into the specifics here then, Maureen. When is it? What time? And do people need to register for this program?
Okay, so like I said, it's starting on September 5th. It will be for 6 weeks. It's Tuesday afternoons from 1:30 to 3:30. And they do need to register so they can call PEP. And we will get them registered for a spot. But I'd like to say this is a free program. So awesome. That's very important. And we're hoping to see some new faces come in and connect with them and hopefully connect them to others.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a huge success. There's no doubt in my mind that there are people who have friends, loved ones, who they will recognize need this type of an interaction. Yeah. So it'll be something where you're going to have a lot of people reaching out to those people and saying, hey, we've got something for you here that's going to be great. So I wish you nothing but the best of luck with it.
Thank you. I'm hoping it rolls out and it's a good, report from everybody so that perhaps we can roll this out again later down the road.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I have no doubt in my mind this is going to be a huge success.
Absolutely.
And, absolutely. I mean, anytime you have the title Therapeutic Recreation, I mean, that just sounds really cool. For one, it's going to make you feel better and you get to socialize with people. So yeah. I think that's awesome. Now, before I let you go, Pauline, this is not the only thing that's happening this fall.
Oh, of course not. We're always really busy at PEP. So, of course, we have our regular day program and our Brain and Body Boost. And you had mentioned our phone conferencing program as along with You Have a Friend. But we also have some exciting news. We're doing a seniors fair, activity seniors fair for seniors, October the 1st from 10 until 3 at the Legion, with the support of the Older Adult Centre Association of Ontario. So we'll be more news coming out about that, but we're certainly looking for sponsors and vendors if there's any businesses that might be interested or any volunteers that would like to get to know some more people and volunteer for the community programs.
Excellent. Well, if people would like to find out more, the website is fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, morepep.ca, or they could call us at 613-201-7172.
And that's also the number to call to register for the new program, You Have a Friend. So I want to thank both of you very much for coming in. It's always a pleasure to speak with the folks from PEP.
Oh, thank you for your support.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We will do it all again tomorrow here on Lake 88.